Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, the Bert Show.
Before we get into the wildest things that exes said during the breakup, let me just for a second here apologize to Ryan at the Verizon store in Roswell for the shaky beginning to our relationship yesterday. So I took Amanda yesterday. Finally, her phone went out on her. Her iPhone, get this, her iPhone 12.
No way.
Yes, our iPhone 12 finally went out.
I want to be shocked that I have a 13.
You have a 13?
I know. I'm so back.
I admire that y'all can just let all those years pass and not need the new one.
They're exactly the same. Like, you're, they never change.
How do you know what you have? I don't even know what I have.
You just go to the settings.
Settings,
and then
your system settings.
Go to about.
Settings, and click on your name. And then scroll down a little bit.
The truth of the matter is, honestly, like from the iPhone 12 to the 16 now, for what I use the phone for, really hasn't changed all that much. The camera is better, but there are so many things you can do with the iPhone. I'm guessing that I use 3% of what my iPhone could do. So the joke when you have a 12 or a 13 compared to like the contemporary 16, it's a joke. Oh, for me, there's hardly any difference at all.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what number we were on.
Yeah. Oh. 16.
And it sucks because it's got AI, so it drains the battery like that. It's terrible.
She got the Pro Max, though, I think, the one with the extended battery. I know, totally hoity-toity.
But fancy, from an iPhone 12 to a 16 Pro Max.
Well, it's been so long that since she turned in her iPhone, we basically got a free phone yesterday, free upgrades.
I was about to say, they should have just gave it to you.
They pretty much did.
They should have given you the store.
Right. When we walked in there and we showed him the phone, he's like, oh, I haven't seen one of these in years.
Did he put gloves on? He's like, we need to put this behind glass as a relic in a museum.
So here's why our relationship started rocky, and it's totally and completely my fault. So I go in there, I'm sitting there with Amanda, and we are now merging our lives together, right? So in some instances, I'm on some of her plans. In some instances, she's on some of mine. We're merging our lives together. And as far as the phone goes, they're under my name. So he's asking me all these business questions about my phone and my account. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, I have a business manager that handles all that, and it kind of embarrasses me to actually say that. So when we sat down and he was asking me these questions, I'm like, man, I got a business manager that handles that because I'm a really big deal. And I said sarcastically to get a laugh out of him. Amanda laughs, and he looks at me like, what a douchebag. And I will tell you that the first 5 minutes after that, he would not look me in the eyes. And then I think as I started joking with him more, he realized like I was joking.
Your sense of humor.
But thank you for your patience, Ryan. I really appreciate it, man. It was just a joke. All right, it's the easiest target. Like when you are breaking up with somebody, right, that they're going to say something nasty to you on the way out because they can, and they're probably not going to see you again. So what is the nastiest thing somebody has ever said to you upon breakup? 1-855-BERTSHA.
Yeah, what was the worst reason someone gave you for breaking up is what I'm looking
different.
For.
That's so, different. Okay.
Yeah, 1-855-BERTSHA. If you'd like to participate, I have a BuzzFeed list that came from a Reddit thread, but people are giving the worst reasons somebody gave for breaking up. This comes from Pumpinators question on Reddit. All right. And people responded. And the first one stopped me in my tracks. And I'm like, oh, we need to do a list. So she goes, he stopped mid doing it to answer a phone call.
Ouch.
On my birthday.
Oh my God. No.
The other woman on the line was my cousin.
Oh. What? What?
Then said, but she's ready to be with me now. You know she's my dream girl.
Oh,
okay. This story just kept
Yeah, right. Layers.
So he's dating her, but actually the dream girl was her cousin, and I guess they had been communicating behind her back, and he was finally ready. You know, she was finally ready to be with him, and when she called, he just happened to be mid doing it on her birthday. He took the phone call and broke up with her right then and there.
Oh, quite dang. A few offenses in one night.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, this next one. She said she found someone who enjoyed Gilmore Girls as much as she did. We were together for 6 years. So after 6 years together, she breaks up with him because she finally found somebody who was just as much into the Gilmore Girls.
Stars Hollow is a magical place.
She was looking for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on one sec, Kristen. Katie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hello. So I took this guy that I was dating for about 3.5-4 months to meet my best friend. Everything went great. And then he kind of ghosted me. And for like 3 months, I didn't understand what happened. And then he reached out to me and said, I'm sorry, I fell in love with your best friend.
Wow.
Ouch. At least he was honest.
Ouch.
No, there's no points for honesty here.
Yeah. Zero.
Okay.
What was that talk with your best friend like when you found out?
Well, she's obviously team me, and she goes, ew, that's gross.
Good.
Dang.
Good.
Well, I'm sorry, you are the agent for destiny. That sucks.
Will, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. My ex broke up with me because I wanted to watch a Falcons game.
Oh, yeah, she should have.
Watch what? I mean,
for a Falcon.
He wanted to watch a Falcons game, man. They haven't been good in years, man.
Heads up.
2011, and she was a Patriots fan, and she did not like the Falcons because of Mike Vick's extracurricular activities.
Okay.
Wow, blame that on you.
You took the brunt of that.
Okay.
That is lame, man.
Felt like you got punished for another man's activities.
Right. Seriously.
Continue on.
All right. He needed to concentrate on his career. We worked in the same place as security guards. Again, worst reasons people gave for breakups. She said she couldn't do the whole long distance thing. Then she started dating my roommate. Needless to say, he wasn't my roommate for a long time.
Wow. Maybe his room was a little bit closer to her.
All right, this one was wild. She broke up with me after accusing me of sleeping with some random face girl that I had never met or talked to, just had an online connection through hobby stuff. So after she broke up with me, I then proceeded to find said girl. And I banged her senseless. And now I'm married to her, just celebrated 7 years and couldn't be happier.
Come on. Congratulations.
She did you a favor.
Right?
They ended it because they said that I always stopped the microwave at 1 second left and never cleared it.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
I hate when people do that.
What kind of monster does that?
Yeah, come on, man.
I don't want to hear the
deal. Oh, she's in the room.
Who wants to hear the beep, beep, beep? We get it.
That is such a pet peeve of mine.
Why?
Too. Because, I mean, it's just rude.
It's not just rude.
Let the microwave finish his job.
Yes. No. I feel like I'm a bomb diffuser and I'm getting it right before it explodes. All right. He said that dating me was taking time away from his efforts to play Super Smash Brothers Melee professionally. another one, as far as the worst reasons for the breakup, the reason they gave, she came back from one of her church services that she went to and told me, today at church, God spoke to me and told me to break up with you.
Wow. Don't blame this one, God.
Don't bring him in this.
And then the last one, the worst excuse to break up with somebody. She said that my muscles... She said that my muscles and flesh on my body are too firm and hard, and it made her uncomfortable when we cuddled. Apparently, it felt like she was doing a statue when we did it.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Damn.
That's why the dad bod is in right now, man.
Yeah, it is.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So I guess we're bringing second date update back because it's the second week in a row that we've done it. So right before we ended the show yesterday, we get a call from a Burt Show listener, super upset because she thought that the first date went absolutely fantastic with a dude. He clearly didn't think so because he ghosted her. So we recorded the part where he confronted her after the show, but let me play you the first part, the call yesterday, 60 seconds from it, just so you understand what the whole thing was all about.
So first date, his name is Drew. We met on Hinge and I decided what we should do, right? I thought, you know, for something different, we could go to a pottery class, you know, like Ghost, the movie Ghost.
Yeah. For a first date.
I like it. It's unique and it's different. It's not like typical and you actually have an activity that you're doing together, a pottery class. I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it either. Why you hate it so much?
I would have ghosted before the date.
So we had dinner afterwards. It was at a local tapas place. I thought the day went really, really well, you guys. Honestly, we hit it off right away. There was great conversation, lots of flirty on both our parts. I even did a little, you know, accidental hand touching over the clay. Oh my gosh, let me help you. It was very cute. Dinner was full of laughs, right? We shared some plates and listen, Mr. I expect something afterwards. There was enough chemistry that I was having my own expectations, okay? So I don't understand why he hasn't reached out for a second date. I'm stumped.
Okay, I get it.
I need a second date update.
All right, so that's the call we take right before the show ends. And then after, we were going to record a second date update, which usually goes like this, where they don't have to talk to each other. We feel like we're going to get complete honesty out of the ghoster if they know that they don't have to confront the person that they blew off, right? This dude wanted to go right in, though. He's like, I got no problem talking to her. And that's second date update. All right, so it was Jessica that called us up and said she can't figure out why this date of hers, I think his name is Drew, hasn't hit her back. Jessica, you claim that you set up this great first date, pottery class.
It's very cute. Date. It's very unique. It's different. It's outside the box. It's romantic.
Yes.
You get your hands involved.
Right. Maybe it's because I love ghosts so much. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying it wouldn't have been my cup of tea. I would have tried to talk you out of it. Either way, you said
he
was eager to go on the date. You thought it went absolutely great. There was a little flirty going on, a little hand touching going on. Couldn't wait for a second date. And you have not heard anything from Drew, right?
Crickets.
And how long has it been since his first date?
It's been like 2 weeks.
And have you texted him since going, hey, ready for another pottery class?
Well, I didn't say that, but yeah, I did. I texted him twice. So I feel like a third time would be just a little too thirsty, and I'm way too cool for thirst. No.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's call up a radio show.
Exactly.
Yeah, you've definitely been ghosted.
The equivalent of thirst is it.
All right, so going into this, Jessica, before we get Drew on, you're just looking for closure. You're just looking for a reason why. Depending on what he says, would you go out with him again?
Absolutely. The one that's I'm calling you guys because I'm confused. I really genuinely enjoyed myself. So I'm confused. And yeah, I don't want closure. I want to know why. And then, like, can we get past this?
Oh, okay.
Okay. It does suck when you really think, when you interpret one night, that we have this amazing mm-hmm. chemistry. Can't wait for the second one. Clearly, he thinks the same way. And then he's not there at all. Yeah, that kind of sucks. That's deflating.
It's deflating. But I mean, sometimes people feel like they have to put on a face for a first date because here you are, you're stuck in the pottery class. You know, you got 2 hours left. So, I mean, it's possible that, like, sure, it went well, but maybe he just wasn't feeling the romantic connection.
Maybe. All right, Tommy, studio director, you want to take it from here?
Yep, so I'm going to call Drew, but you guys will not hear me dialing out. You won't hear Drew on his end of the conversation, but you'll hear me. So just for a few seconds, talk amongst yourselves.
So the reason why we have to do it this way is you have to tell somebody they're going to be on the radio, so they have to agree to that, and that's why we do this off the air.
All right. It's ringing. Hang on. Hey, is this Drew? Hey, Drew, this is Tommy Owen. I'm the show director for The Burt Show. We're a radio morning show. Yeah. So we're doing this segment. It's called Second Date Update. And we have someone that I think you know. Her name is Jessica. And she reached out to us. Yes. She reached out to us because you guys evidently went on a date, kind of ghost style, and did the pottery class. Right. And
then he took the ghost too far.
And she reached out to us because you haven't called her for a second date, and she thought everything went great. And she wants to know why you ghosted her. Molly, excuse the pun.
Molly, girl, you're in danger.
You dork. Oh.
And by the way,
Whoopi Goldberg was great in that movie.
You never have to talk to her on the air. We won't have you guys on at the same time. Really? You sure? Okay. Hang on just a second. Hey, guys.
Mm-hmm.
He says he has no problem going on the air talking to her.
Even normally when we suggest that is we think that we'll get honesty out of somebody if they don't have to directly talk to the person that they've already clearly ghosted. So we thought it would make it more comfortable. But Jessica, are you cool with directly talking to Drew here?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Stand by. Drew, are you cool going on? All right, I'm going to put you through now to the guys. Stand by. All right, Drew, meet the Burt Show.
Hey, Drew.
Hey.
Hey. Drew.
Dragon.
He's alive. Or is this his ghost?
As Tommy told you, Jessica's just a little confused, man. She puts together this great first date, this pottery class. She said while it was going on, everything was cool. The chemistry was right. She felt the electricity when your hands touched and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she wants to know why there's... So what happened, man?
Dude, I'm...
And she's listening.
Like, honestly, she's amazing. She's gorgeous. She's funny.
Aww.
We were, like, vibing. Like, everything was dope. Like, we were in the pocket. Everything.
Thank you.
Like,
honestly, I concur.
I was in a heartbeat, yo. If it wasn't for the whole X thing that happened.
Wait, if it wasn't for the whole what?
The X, dude. The X.
Oh,
where was the X?
The old X, huh? When did that come up?
The instructor of the pottery class was her ex.
Shut up.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
It was her ex-boyfriend.
No, I ain't bring that up.
Like,
it was weird. Dead out.
Jessica, that's kind of pertinent information.
Yes.
I mean, I can see now in retrospect how that might have been an issue.
It was weird.
Okay, so hold on.
It was weird for who? Because I didn't care.
It was weird for me.
I didn't care.
Well, let's...
Of course.
Yeah, let's break this down for a second. So, your idea
for... He was guiding her hands a la Ghost. Like, teaching her throwing on the wheel. Like, and I'm just...
He's the teacher. Like the whole, that's what he's supposed to do.
No. He called you Jess.
No.
Like, you definitely had history. And it made me very awkward and uncomfortable.
Okay.
Why didn't you tell me that?
What am I supposed to say in front of him?
Well, also, Jessica, yes, let's just...
We went for dinner afterwards. We literally spent an hour and a half, 2 hours eating tapas.
And you're hot, and it was fun, and it was cool. But...
And you took him to pottery, wink, wink.
Okay, now...
Honestly, that's a weird-ass date, but, like, I enjoyed it. I've never been on, like, a...
Don't you dare call
like,
my
I'm not gonna lie.
Weird. And you did enjoy it, exactly.
And I'm down, but, like, It was weird, dude. It made me uncomfortable.
Okay, really quick. Okay, let's hit pause, you guys. There is obviously chemistry between you guys. There is no denying that whatsoever.
I can't figure out if they're already
fighting or if they're about to.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Jessica.
She's a 10, dude.
Yes.
She's like, yes.
She concurs.
She concurs.
Yes, they agree on.
Jessica, what?
Wait a minute.
Jessica, what made you think it was a good idea? I'm down for the pottery class. I'm not down for a pottery class taught by my ex. Like, what made you think that would be?
No. Let's be clear. I had no idea he worked here. He's an ex, as in what? I do not speak to him.
I didn't know that.
We do not communicate.
Well, as soon as you saw him, it was time to go.
I don't understand why we couldn't have had this conversation. We literally went to dinner for an hour and a half afterwards and, like, played footsie and all kinds of stuff. All you had to do was be like, I was uncomfortable in there. Did you not get that I'm very forward and upfront?
No, you're right.
Like, I'm
not you're right.
You know?
Okay, hold on.
You're right.
Wait, yeah. Listen. Jessica.
Jessica,
you're talking so much. But you didn't hear him say you're right.
He gave you that one.
He said you're right.
I didn't hear him. I just wanted to hear, you know.
No, seriously, you're right. I should have told you. I should have told you how I felt.
It is a little misleading to continue to have, like, dinner after the date if you are so turned off by it. But were you feeling like we already made...
I wasn't turned off by it. I was turned on by her. I was just annoyed by it, like the ex, you know?
Then why go on to dinner?
Because she's super cool and super hot, but it just...
Really? He's trying to push through. He was trying to push through and see, like, I get it. Like, you're in an awkward situation. You're on this date. Yeah. And, like, yeah, you could have bailed.
So sweet. You're so naive.
What?
All right, so Drew here, in all honesty.
You're not naive. Don't do that. That's not fair.
Drew, in all honesty, because you keep saying how hot she was, hot she was,
ew,
hot she was.
Ew.
You go to the pottery. You go to the pottery class. You're clearly turned off. But you go to dinner anyway. Was it because you were hoping that this night would end in a different way?
You know what? I'm a gentleman, dude. I'm a gentleman.
I'm in love right now.
Honestly, I'm into her. I got, like, weirded out by the whole ex thing, but I'm honestly into her.
So why'd you ghost her?
I don't know.
What?
All right. I feel like we're brokering a deal here. So is there an opportunity for you guys to go out again? Because there is definitely a chemistry here. What's that old movie? Is it Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're enemies. It's enemies to lovers.
Right.
All
right, Drew, take control of the situation, sir. Make it happen right here, right now. Go.
Yes. Tell him again, girl. Take control of the situation.
You got to let him, Jess. You got to let him.
All right, here we go. Drew has the floor. Drew has the floor.
Whole pottery X thing, and I would love to go out with you again. I think you're an amazing person, and we had a really good time, and I would love to see you again.
Oh, I love this. I can't wait to see you again soon.
We're
going to do things.
I was so hoping you were going to say no. Absolutely not. All right, so let's just end this here. It seems to be ending on a high. You know what? And we'll even pay for the date, okay?
Oh, I love that even more. What do you want? Oh, let's throw axes at the wall. Want to do that?
We're going big.
Oh, we're going big.
Okay. All right. Smart man.
Okay. Drew, where does your ex work? And that's where I am willing to pay for the date.
No comment.
Okay. All right, you guys. Enjoy your next date.
Thank you.
Good to see you guys.
Bye.
I am.
What the hell just happened?
I don't know. I'm so lost. That was a lot.
That was, man.
They are meant for each other.
They really are.
They are 100% meant for each other.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Burt Show.
And if you were at the All-Star game last night, I got a question for you about this Hank Aaron tribute that they did to him last night. If you were there, I might be asking you a very stupid question. Can you call real quick 1-855-BIRT-SHOW? What are the numbers on that? 1-855-237-8746. So let's talk about the All-Star game last night. The Major League Baseball All-Star game was in Atlanta last night. And I got to tell you guys, Atlanta was so well represented. Congratulations to Major League Baseball. Congratulations to the Braves. It was fantastic. Did you guys watch any of it?
I did not, but I saw some of the highlights. There was a beautiful photo of Hank Aaron's widow, Mrs. Aaron, standing up with like the Truist Park. Like she's, you know, they were obviously giving her a round of applause, and it was a beautiful photo.
Same. I didn't get to see the full game, but I did see a lot of the highlights.
Okay.
I saw Livy Dunn get her makeup done for the red carpet.
Did you really?
Love that for her. A shout out to my J-Go girls who were there doing all of the Major League Baseball wives' hair.
Hey.
There is nobody listening that was at that game last night. That can't be. 1-855-BIRT-SHOW. All right, so it starts off last night with Ludacris, Jermaine Dupri on stage. In between announcing the players that were actually playing, they did a couple of songs, like a medley, including Welcome to Atlanta, which I thought was like the perfect way to start the All-Star game being in Atlanta.
For
it,
sure.
It was fantastic. The game itself last night, it's the first time in 12 years that the National League won the thing. And it ended in spectacular fashion. It was a tie game. And this is the very first year that they decided the game by doing kind of a, for lack of a better description, like a mini home run derby. And it was so dramatic, so incredibly dramatic, that it will probably go down as one of the most historic All-Star games that has ever been played.
Wow.
All right. And it's here in Atlanta, right? So congratulations for that. And they did a tribute. And here come the calls right now. Hey, Lauren, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so I got a question for you. They did a tribute last night to Hank Aaron's 715th home run, historic as an Atlanta Brave. It will go down, you guys. This is no hyperbole, and I don't know who set this up. I don't know if it was the Braves. I don't know if it was Major League Baseball. Probably one of the most sensational things I have ever seen at any baseball game. The production of it was absolutely fantastic.
You're talking about video elements and fireworks and all of it?
All of it. The lighting, the physical elements of it, the audio of it. Here's the question I have for you, Lauren, is that you never know what's real on the field anymore. Like, you know, when you're watching a football game, they have sponsor names that are on the field. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all AI, right? They're not actually playing over the logo. So the way that they did this at the game last night is they were showing different clips of Hank Aaron on the field.
Oh, cool.
While there were fireworks going off, and they were also using all sorts of electronics. And at least from the drone shot they were showing on television, it was a beautiful presentation. They were using the field as the movie screen.
Oh, that's fire.
So Lauren, here's my question for you. If you were there last night, could you see that on the field, or that was that made for TV?
No, it was on the field. It was so cool. It was on the field, and it was also on the screen, so you could kind of see it both ways. But it was really cool.
It was sensational. Was it as amazing in person as it looked on TV?
Yeah, it was even better just because the stadium was silent and everyone had their phones out, you know, with like the flashlight. And it was just kind of emotional because you saw his widow too, and everyone was like clapping for her and standing up. And it was really cool. It was like someone from Atlanta. It was really cool.
Did they instruct you guys before this all happened to take your phones out and put the cameras on?
No, people just did it.
It was beautiful. Wow. You guys.
So you had all the lights like twinkling in the stadium?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't know anything about baseball, you don't know anything about home run, just know that that was a historic home run. Mm-hmm. And then go online and watch what they did last night, and you will get tight in the chest, if not start crying. It was so well done.
I love that they used the field as like the backdrop for the video.
First time I had ever seen that.
That's incredible, man.
Thanks for calling, Lauren. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks, guys. Love y'all. Bye.
Thank you. Congratulations to the Braves. Congratulations to Major League Baseball. A 10 out of 10, especially considering a couple of years ago it was kind of taken away from us. To come back and do it this big and so sensational and so historic is a real plus for Atlanta.
All the other leagues are really struggling with all-star activities right now. So for the MLB to get it right like this, especially in Atlanta, that's a real big deal.
Yeah, they mixed it up quite a bit last night. It was awesome.
Now, to go on to a completely different different story of something that didn't go so right. So 7 people were sent to the hospital after a stampede inside one of the MARTA stations.
Oh, my God.
Following Monday's Beyonce concert.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something about the all-star game. I'm like, no!
No. This we're getting more detail. So this happened Monday after her fourth sold-out show for the Cowboy Carter Tour. Mind you, Beyonce has sold out Mercedes-Benz Stadium 9 times.
Oof.
All right, so there's a stampede, and there was an issue with the escalator. But now we know the reason for the stampede. A bug.
A bug?
Shut up.
A bug.
Shut up right now.
What kind of bug? Do we know? No, we do not know the bug, Abby, but a girl got freaked out by a bug, started screaming. Nobody knew why she was screaming, so everybody else started screaming and running. They all ran onto the escalator, and then that's when the escalator malfunctioned. This is Patrick Quinn from Atlanta News First.
Tonight, you're learning the cause of the frenzy was an insect?
Carly, this is unbelievable to hear, but yes, a MARTA spokesperson just confirmed with me that their initial investigation shows that a woman was scared of a bug, an insect. She started screaming. Others started screaming, not knowing what was going on. That created a panic. Yeah. People started running. Sure. They rushed down an escalator. That frenzy crowd that overwhelmed the escalator, which then malfunctioned.
I was really hoping you meant a bug in the system.
No! A literal insect. So when everybody rushed the escalator malfunctioned. And obviously, that's very scary. I did the dark side of escalators not that long ago. And so it sped up and it started shoving everybody down. And then they're like piling on top of each other. But everything got instigated by a bug.
It makes some sense. I mean, we're just living in a time right now where you really got to have your head on a swivel no matter where you're traveling. And if you're in a packed MARTA and for such an event, you know, like if there was going to be, I hate to use the word, if terrorists was going to do something, that could have been a prime target. So you hear one scream and it's going to set off a chain. It makes sense. It does.
I mean, it's a bummer to hear that was, you know, and I mean, it's better than something like you said, if there was something more serious than instigated that. But nah, man, she got freaked out by a bug, started screaming, got everybody going. And then they have like witness accounts. And, you know, obviously it was a traumatizing event for a lot of people once the escalator malfunctioned. But that was, you know, that was the reason. The escalator got overwhelmed by everybody rushing it, and then that's why it ended up malfunctioning.
All right. So, Kristen.
Yes.
Stevie Wonder has now finally put this thing to rest.
Yeah. Stevie Wonder has a message just for Mo. I saw this, and I'm like, oh, you best believe we're talking about this on the Burt Show. Mo, what did you come on the air with not that long ago? You are standing strong, and you are standing firm in your belief of what?
Stevie Wonder can see. Maybe not fully. But he can see. Stevie Wonder knew that Shaq walked onto an elevator. Stevie Wonder has flown a plane. Stevie Wonder has drove a car. Stevie Wonder walked into Best Buy and bought TVs. Stevie Wonder caught a mic stand once with singing with Paul McCartney. He can see.
Stevie Wonder addressed this longtime rumor in concert.
You know, there have been rumors about me singing and all that. But seriously, you know the truth. The truth is, shortly after my birth, I became blind. Now, that was a blessing.
because it's allowed me to see the world in the vision of truth. Of sight. See people in the spirit of them. Not how they look, not what color they are, but what color is their spirit.
Honestly, that message was so beautiful, I can't even make jokes. Right? It was a really, really chilling message.
The man has a way with words, which is why he's such an incredible songwriter.
One of the greatest of all time.
So we're putting this to bed. You believe.
Now you can still see.
You're on The Burt Show.
Yesterday, it was Cassie in desperate need to find a Karen to help her out, or at least a Karen in training, and we got one right here in the studio.
Yeah, so my mother passed away, and I reached out to an artist on Etsy and was talking to her about sort of a custom pottery urn, and right when we got to the payment part, she ghosted me. Absolutely ghosted me for 2 weeks, so I have requested that the Karen in training in studio, self-professed, I am not putting this label on her, but that Abby helped me with writing a scathing message to this artist who literally ghosted me over my dead mother's resting place.
I know how to do a very well-placed 2-star review that will leave you ruminating for weeks. I have the spirit of an angry white woman living inside me, and I'm ready to use these powers for good because as of recently, I am a little worried that I have maybe misused this gift that has been placed upon me.
I am curious from the rest of you guys, how often have you ever put a 1- or 2-star review online?
I've only done it once, and I did it on my brother's behalf.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a veterinarian that screwed up with his dog, and I was just very emotional about Bella, and I went online, and I just ripped him to shreds.
How about you?
Handful of times. Maybe like one or three times. Usually it's like when I'm really upset about the experience I had with like a Lyft driver or something like that, but okay. not often.
I think I've done it once. It was an urgent care where Hollis had jacked up his shoulder or something like that. We ended up at an urgent care and they made us sit there for an hour and a half. And then when we got to the counter, they were like, oh yeah, we can't do that kind of x-ray here. And I'm like, you made us wait for an hour and a half. It was in Johns Creek. You made us wait for an hour and a half just to come up here and say you can't do it. So I went online and then they responded back to it.
Yeah, they did.
I usually leave them, then delete them later because I feel bad. I'm like, it's probably a one-off. They're probably having a bad day, but not this time. And can I say the 2-star reviews are way more trustworthy than 1-star? Because 1-star, I'm like, you're mad about something. I'm not going to take it seriously. But 2-star, there was restraint and thought put into it.
You're trying to give them a little grace. So when I heard your story about the fact that you are looking for an urn to place your mother's ashes, you found one that you thought was very specific to what you needed. You wanted it quickly. It had some waves on it because she loved the beach. And when she ghosted you, I felt like this was just an injustice that needed to be swooped in upon. And we needed to enact some justice to be able to make sure that this person knew what they did was wrong. So I have written a 2-star, we can make a 1-star if you want, or 0-star review.
No, 2-star. Two-star
review for Etsy. If you so choose to use it, I believe this is the right language to be a voice for the voiceless.
I also want to give you a little credit. just to show that you are not a true Karen just yet. Uh-huh. You gave her the flexibility of a 1- or 2-star, whereas a Karen would not have done that.
Yeah, Karen would have called the manager. But we're gonna exercise some restraint. We're putting this out to the people. We will listen to DMs if people think we shouldn't move forth with this swift justice movement. But I have the language ready for you. So if you choose to use it.
I do like this idea. Granted, this is totally Cassie's call. But I say you share, I'm sure, your perfectly crafted 2-star review for Urn Lady. And then Cassie, you can decide, should we let the listeners vote on whether or not it gets posted?
I like that. I think that's good because sometimes I can get in my feels. And obviously this is very personal.
Yeah.
Like I just said, I have a habit of like reacting a little bit out of my feelings and then going back and deleting it and being like, let's look at it rationally. So I think some extra insight would be helpful this time.
So here is my open letter to the urn lady that ghosted us.
Are we on Shark Tank? If you're looking for an urn that's the right size, available fast, and won't arrive at all, this is the shop for you. I reached out to this Etsy Vanishing Act TM because my mom had recently passed. And I thought, hey, waves,
She loved the ocean. Turns out, the only wave I got was the ghost of customer service waving goodbye as they disappeared into the abyss. No reply, no explanation, just poof. And look, I get it. Maybe the seller was busy. Maybe they were overwhelmed. Maybe they got sucked into the same black hole as the urn inventory. But when your entire business model revolves around selling containers for human ashes, one would think a tiny shred of reliability or empathy might be baked in. Baked. Instead, I was left clutching my phone like it was a Ouija board, waiting for a sign from a seller who vanished like a Victorian child and a tuberculosis.
You couldn't even deliver it. You couldn't even, you want to try it again?
Rewind. Instead, I was... I was left clutching my phone like it was a Ouija board, waiting for a sign from a seller who vanished like a Victorian child and a tuberculosis ward.
It's just a tough word. It's just a tough word.
Maybe this is the sign we take that sentence out.
You should have gone with a different ailment. Yeah.
Honestly, if your business model is emotional whiplash and abandonment issues, congratulations, you nailed it. I was just trying to put my mother's ashes somewhere that didn't scream Amazon Prime. But instead, I got left on read like I'd DM'd an ex at 2 a.m. In short, if you want to be
short.
In short, if you want to be emotionally re-traumatized while trying to do something meaningful for a dead parent, the shop delivers, just not the product.
This is the longest two-star review in the history of two-star reviews.
It's giving me the life my mother doesn't have.
Let her cook in the kiln, okay? I would give 0 stars, but unfortunately, Etsy doesn't let you rate the spiritual void this seller left in my grieving process. 2 stars.
Cassie, is it being accepted?
Yes, it's a work of art.
Okay, well done.
You guys, beautiful. We have a new segment on the show that I am sure there are so many listeners that have been scarred or treated like they want to leave scathing reviews and they can't. I think Abby, you just created Rent-A-Karen on the air.
Yep.
And like, you're going to have to start offering your services to listeners because that was brilliant.
I think it's beautiful. Are you up for this? Because we can start it.
I'm up for it. I'm just going to have to burn for the rest of eternity in Karen's hell.
All right. If you want to hit us up at producer@thebirdshow.com. And just in the subject line, put Rent-A-Karen.
Rent-A-Karen.
And then give us exactly what you need. And we'll get you on and we'll start it.
Okay. Right.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and Superdeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.